We're going to talk with Dale Dirkholtz from AgriVisor. And Dale, I know it's not a good day in the grains, but livestock producers should be happy today.
Well, I think they will, you know, and it really kind of sets up the mix here at this point. If you're a long student of the livestock cattle in particular, there's a round of seasonal lows that tend to come in place about the 1st of August, and basically a lot of the initial part of that is led by demand that starts to pick up as we go back into the school year. We've also got Labor Day weekend coming up, cooler weather at some point in September coming up, and it just tend to see beef demand, red meat demand in general improve, and I think that's what the cattle market's sensing, although today's gain, it was a reaction to Friday's USDA report that was friendly.
Well, definitely a good point with the market for livestock producers. Grains, not so much. What's going on there?
It's called it keeps raining.
Okay.
You know, it just doesn't give way. And it coupled up with that, you know, and we really started to see this the middle part of last week. They started talking about these longer range forecasts out in front of us. We're talking about cooler than normal, at least normal temps. Up in your area, they were talking about some cooler than normal temps maybe coming along down to Pike. And when those temperature forecasts shifted, buyers just gravitated to the sidelines. And even though we were hot here through the weekend, we also had rain with it, you know. And so everybody was looking at those going, you know, they somewhat counterbalance each other because we didn't get those temps into what I'll call extremely stressful areas where you'd get the absolute temp itself, you know, up into the high 90 or 100 in widespread areas. So it's just the flip side of a weather market. To start the summer, we were all worried about drought, and now we're all worried about how big the crop might end up being.
Well, definitely taking a look in the future. What's the forecast calling for? 6 to 10 day? Are we looking at heat?
It was kind of interesting. The one I saw, and we haven't seen the afternoon one today yet. It's not out, but the one I saw on Sunday was kind of funny. They were talking about a bullseye with normal temperatures, basically forecast for the middle part of the Corn Belt itself. So let's say Illinois, Iowa, Missouri, up into Minnesota. But around that, it was kind of funny. There was this whole ring of above normal temperatures, which I looked at, scratched my head, and I go, that doesn't make sense. But they were still talking about moisture outlooks out there being above normal. Now, the 8 to 14-day outlook started to shift back into warmer temps again for the eastern two-thirds of the country for the most part.
Well, that would be a good thing for the soybean market.
Well, it would be to a degree, but beans tend to thrive pretty well as long as temps don't get too hot. Beans actually at the end of the growing season in August itself, as long as you come in with good moisture, seem to really perform pretty well if things are just what I'll call borderline stressful. In other words, a little warm and a little dry, beans seem to do real well with that. So we'll have to see how that makes out.
And I've kind of noticed just talking ag reports with some of the folks I talk to on a regular basis that things are looking pretty good out there in the field as far as yields are expected. And, of course, harvest in the small grains, barley, and spring wheat and winter wheat just getting underway. And it looks like from probably a week from now, we'll be going full bore in this harvest. And it sounds like crops out there are going to look pretty good for pretty much all of our listening area.
Yeah, it really does. You know, this year has been, as much as we had angst about it going in the spring and everybody worried about La Nina, and even though we were a little warm and a little dry in the early part of the growing season, a lot of places, Mother Nature seemed to have flipped her weather patterns at about the right time. And boy, yields we've had so far have been eye-popping, you know, and going all the way down to when we started the hard red winter crop down in Oklahoma, Texas, and especially as it got into Kansas, you know, yield reports were just kind of like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, definitely one of those things where you actually take a look at what the forecast was at the beginning of the year and talking La Nina instead of El Nino, and we're looking at dry conditions, but that's really not taking place either.
No, it really hadn't. You know, we came back into neutral territory. The El Nino officially ended. Everybody was worried that we were going to drift right down into a La Nina itself, but that didn't happen. And since we got back into neutral temperature territory in the Pacific, things have just kind of bumped along sideways, a little positive, a little negative, but really not in an El Nino nor a La Nina territory, although there's still some thought in here by the people that follow those particular patterns that as we move into our winter and somewhere, we can still drift down into a La Nina. So, you know, just like the old cry that the Cub fans used to have, wait till next year. And I guess that's what we're going to do with the La Nina itself.
Okay. Now, some things that we need to talk about is what's going on tomorrow, but you only got about a half minute. So what do you think?
I think we've probably really bled this thing out as far as we're going to at this point. This afternoon later, we'll have the new crop ratings. They think they're going to be about the same to maybe off a point or so. But I think really the key is keeping an eye on wheat, and we're seeing strength over in the French wheat, and that's lifting the Chicago market. So wheat may actually be telling us this thing's about to find a bottom, at least for now.
Okay. Phone number, quick.
Best way, go to our website at agrivisor.com, and all the contact information's there.
Okay. Thanks.